Hey, good morning. I'm Chrissy J, and welcome to another episode of Teachable Thoughts, the podcast, where I'm taking a couple minutes of your time as you ease into the day, whether it's work, school, or whatever it may be, as I share what's on my mind, from lessons I've learned, reflections, to the takeaways from conversations I've had. And of course, I have my cup of tea by my side. This morning, I am sipping on Rejan's Morning Wake Up Blend from my tea line, Teachable Blends. I absolutely love this tea, especially as I prepare for a busy day. It truly helps me to feel calm yet focused, with delicious flavors from apple slices, chamomile, ginger, and more. Try it for yourself and head over to teachableblends.com. That's TEATUALblends.com. I'll also have the link in the description box. Alright, keeping up on the self-care train, I've had some more conversations surrounding it in all its forms. This time around, it's all about that not-so-simple act of minding your business. And I haven't ever really thought of it being a form of self-care. More recently, on social media, I reposted a quote I saw, and it went, "Minding your own business is a spiritual practice. It's the ability to observe it all, but not absorb it all. The ability to help without imposing. The ability to be empathetic, but place boundaries." When I first read this, I had to stop for a moment, and then I went back and reread it a few times. It truly sunk in for me in those moments. Like, wow, yes, that right there made so much sense. It was like a revelation, especially because I definitely believe my spiritual practice and self-care go hand in hand. So yes, minding your business is absolutely a form of self-care. Now, I'm sure some who are listening may be thinking, this sounds selfish, or that it means you don't care, or you ignore everyone's existence. And although sometimes that is how people may choose to be or act when they are minding their business, it can also be far from that as well. Minding your business means focusing on what you can control and letting go of what you can't. It's being kind to yourself, maintaining your boundaries, being okay with others taking responsibility for their thoughts and their actions, and you doing the same for yourself. Here's the thing. Just because you decide to mind your business doesn't mean you have to shut out the world. You can still be open, you can still care, you can still be a sounding board. Be kind, show up, and love others while minding your business. And what's great about this all is that as you are minding your business, you're protecting yourself, your space, your peace.